This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
This episode is brought to you by Huggies Little Movers. Huggies knows that babies come in all shapes and sizes, and your tushies do too. No matter what kind of butt you've got, you'll feel comfy while your baby's mushy little tushy wiggles and jiggles all around. Get your baby butt in the best-fitting diaper. Huggies Little Movers. We got you, baby.
Tonight, our new reporting on the suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer as the search for more victims expands to at least four states. Plus, CBS News has learned police are looking into whether at least one woman was killed inside the suspect's Long Island home. Here are tonight's headlines. The suspect's wife files for divorce as investigators say she inadvertently helped with his arrest.
We didn't get a whole lot of sleep because we were worried that our investigation was going to come to light.
Hospitals face an influx of patients as the heat wave expands. Tonight, how to keep your home cool. The breaking news, a driver allegedly hits pedestrians here in Washington, D.C. We have the details. Strike averted on Broadway, but actors and writers remain on strike. How it's hurting the livelihoods of people beyond Tinseltown.
All the work that I used to do is gone because none of that can exist without SAG-AFTRA and WGA scripts.
One lucky Southern California Powerball player is $1 billion richer.
The winning ticket was sold at a convenience store in downtown Los Angeles.
We're standing here today wondering if the person who bought the ticket even realizes it yet.
Two baby Mexican wolves flew in from New York. They're a highly endangered species. The Wildlife Service has 24 hours to get them into a den here in the forest where they can start life in the wild.
It's a hard life.
It's a very hard life.
She's America's most experienced astronaut.
We go person to person with Peggy Whitson to talk about shooting for the stars.
I might be a little bit addicted to space.
I think you're a space junkie.
I think maybe that's true.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us on this Thursday night. We want to begin tonight with stunning new details in the Gilgo Beach murders on New York's Long Island. Law enforcement sources tell CBS News that the investigation has spread to at least four states, including New York, New Jersey, South Carolina, and Nevada. Police are trying to determine if the suspect, 59-year-old Rex Huerman, is connected to any additional unsolved murders, including a wave of killings in Atlantic City in 2006. Well, now that investigators have his DNA in a statewide database, other law enforcement agencies can run his information against open cases. Last Friday, Huerman was charged in the murders of three women and is the prime suspect in the death of a fourth. He pleaded not guilty to all charges. Investigators are combing through his Massapequa Park home inch by inch for evidence. Police in New York are now in possession of an SUV from South Carolina that may be connected to at least one of the murderers. CBS's Lilia Luciano is going to start us off tonight from outside the suspect's home.
Rex, did you do it?
Tonight, the investigation into the Gilgo Beach murders spreads nationwide. CBS News has learned police are looking into whether one or more of the three murders Rex Huerman is charged with may have taken place inside the Long Island home he shared with his wife and children. His family was apparently away at the time of those murders.
There's absolutely no evidence that anyone acted with the defendant, much less his family.
Law enforcement officials also tell CBS News investigators are looking to see if Huerman is connected to other unsolved murders throughout the county and the country. Suffolk County officials have executed several warrants, including in South Carolina and Las Vegas, where the alleged killer had ties. Police in South Carolina are looking into whether a 2014 missing person case could be tied to Huerman as well. 18-year-old Aaliyah Bell went missing about 20 miles from where Huerman owned land. But so far, police have found no connection. Investigators are searching the property for evidence, and it's where they found a Chevy Avalanche, which may have been used in at least one of the three killings.
It makes you stop and think about the seriousness of what it goes on in the world today.
Long Island investigators are actively working with Atlantic City Police to determine if Huerman is involved in a string of unsolved killings of young women.
As it stands right now, these charges are just allegations, but we look very much forward to proving them in court.
Huerman's wife of almost 30 years has filed for divorce. Her attorney tells CBS News she and their adult children are all in shock that they were told to leave the home where they lived with the clothes on their back and haven't been allowed back since as the search continues more than a week later. Nora.
Lilia Luciano, thank you. We want to turn now to the unrelenting heat dome engulfing much of the nation that shows no signs of letting up. More than 125 million Americans are under these heat alerts tonight in more than a dozen states. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
As the unrelenting heat wave enters its 40th consecutive day, the temperature is expected to reach a record-setting 119 in Palm Springs, where hiking trails are closed, but road crews are still on the job. The pavement they're working on is 142 degrees. Jose Sanchez figures he'll need to drink at least 2 gallons of water to stay hydrated.
For the first 4 hours, you're okay, but then the last 4 hours, you got to take a lot of breaks.
No kids on the playground today, and you can understand why. The temperature here on the slide is 171 degrees. Further north in Death Valley, a 71-year-old hiker died after collapsing during his visit in the 121-degree heat. Meanwhile, in Phoenix, temperatures are staying in the triple digits, flirting with a new daily record. And heat-related ER visits are on the rise in the Southwest, up 134% from last week. So far this year, the heat's killed 18 people in Arizona's Maricopa County. The heat's straining the power grid. Energy bills are predicted to jump almost 12% this summer. Just outside Dallas, AC repairman Jonathan Monreal can only answer about 4 to 6 calls a day. Today, he's fixing a unit in a 111-degree attic.
Sometimes, you know, you do kind of pat yourself on the shoulder and say that's a good job.
And nobody's dining outside today here in downtown Palm Springs. They're trying to stay inside to stay cool and to keep the temperatures down in your home. Of course, close the shades, turn on the ceiling fans, circulate that air. And also, get rid of those old incandescent light bulbs. They throw off a lot of heat. Nora?
It's good information. Thank you, Carter. For the forecast and an explanation on what's behind this record-breaking heat, let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. The record-setting heat wave we're experiencing across the South only intensifies and expands now through the weekend. Dozens of cities from Florida all the way to California will experience record-setting high and low temperatures. So now the question is, why? Why is it so hot in so many places? Well, you can blame this right here. High-pressure heat dome that's been parked over the Southwest for the better part of a month now, and it really doesn't move over the course of the weekend and next week. The jet stream's gone well to the north. In fact, that high pressure only reintensifies intensifies next week. And if you look at the outlook through the end of the month, most of the country remains well above average for temperatures. For a place like Phoenix, the takeaway is this forecast. Temperatures 110 or higher through July. Nor what that tells us is Phoenix is likely to set its record for the warmest month in city history.
Chris, thank you. There's some breaking news just coming in, explosive news about now former Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder. The NFL says that Snyder has agreed to pay a $60 million fine after an independent investigation found he sexually harassed Tiffany Johnston. That's a former cheerleader and team marketing manager. Investigators found Snyder oversaw executives who deliberately withheld at least $11 million in revenue from other teams. The news broke this evening minutes after NFL owners unanimously approved the sale of the team to a group led by businessman Josh Harris, which includes NBA legend Magic Johnson. Turning now to the war in Ukraine, Russia is continuing its assault on southern Ukraine and targeting grain facilities, threatening food supplies in countries that are facing hunger. We get more from CBS's Charlie Daggett inside Ukraine.
Russian cruise missiles and drones have turned Ukraine's Black Sea ports into a battlefield, engulfing whole neighborhoods in a raging inferno of twisted metal and rubble. The third night in a row of some of the heaviest bombardment the cities of Odessa and Mykolaiv have seen since the start of the invasion. The Kremlin calls it retaliation for the attack on the bridge to Crimea, but timed to coincide with Russia's pullout of an agreement allowing safe passage of Ukrainian grain from these very ports. Ukraine says strikes on a grain terminal destroyed 60,000 tons of grain, enough to feed 300,000 people. Moscow now threatening that any ship caught passing through those waters will be considered a legitimate military target. And in another emerging development, the apparent appearance of Wagner chief Yevgeny Prigozhin in neighboring Belarus, addressing his forces, trash-talking Russian frontline troops as a disgrace, and hinting that when the time comes, he and his fighters will return to the battlefields of Ukraine.
And tonight, Nora, U.S. officials confirmed that Ukrainian forces have begun using those controversial U.S.-supplied cluster munitions for the first time.
Charlie Daggett, thank you. There was a scary scene here in D.C. today. Police are now investigating a deadly crash in a parking garage at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. One woman was killed and five other people were injured when a car hit a group of pedestrians. The injured are expected to recover. One official said there is no indication that the crash was intentional. The lights of Broadway will continue to shine after a last-minute deal between producers and the Backstage Workers Union. The agreement avoids another major strike, with Hollywood actors and writers continuing to walk the picket line. CBS's Mark Strassman reports the shutdown of the industry, which supports nearly 2.5 million jobs, is already being felt beyond the screen.
No contracts!
No actors!
In Hollywood, striking the set has a whole new meaning, with repercussions rippling 2,200 miles away in Atlanta.
This is decades of stuff, right?
Billy Bigger's family-owned prop house services the Hollywood of the South. It's jam-packed with movie-making esoterica for rent, millions of items.
Lots of fake food.
Gathering dust, unneeded, with quiet on every set here.
It's hard to keep upbeat.
Is business as bad as it can be?
Yeah, when your clients are shut down, you're shut down.
Of Hollywood's six highest domestic grossing movies, four were shot in Georgia. Black Panther.
You have 3 seconds to lay down your weapon.
Two Avengers movies.
Six stones, three teams, one shot.
And Spider-Man No Way Home.
All right, let's do this.
All featured this peach in their closing credits. $3.5 billion in annual wages and more than 46,000 jobs. And it's not just Georgia. Billions in wages for workers in states like North Carolina, Florida, and Texas. Chris Harris is an Atlanta production sound mixer. His union's not on strike, but he's not working either.
It's just that all the work that I used to do is gone because none of that can exist without SAG actors and WGA scripts.
Billy Bigger's prop house also can't exist without them.
If it lasts until December, it's going to get hairy for a lot of people, including myself.
And define hairy.
Financially.
So from prop houses to major local studios like Tyler Perry's behind me, Georgia's movie-making business is feeling it. In Bigger's case, he says the family business is on the line with these two Hollywood strikes. Nora?
Quite a ripple effect, Mark Strassman. Thank you. Well, from the Hollywood strike to a Hollywood ending for one lucky Powerball player, the only winning ticket worth more than $1 billion was sold in the City of Dreams, Los Angeles. CBS's Jamie Yuca spoke to the owner of the store where the odds were in one person's favor.
Once word got out that this downtown Los Angeles mini market sold the ticket, the excitement couldn't be contained.
Wow!
The store's owners, a mother and daughter, claimed their $1 million check and immediately turned around and started selling more lottery tickets.
Is this life changing?
No, it's same thing for us. No change. Life is keep going. We are like a normal any other person, so we keep going. That's it.
From now on, every day I'm gonna go and buy there.
As for the winner, they have a year to come forward, and many wait once learning their names are made public. However, that didn't stop one woman from showing up in front of all those cameras, claiming to have hit the jackpot. Another called the store, also claiming to be the winner.
It would take us a while before we were able to say, yes, that person is indeed the winner. We won't know for a while.
And in Only in America moment, the block this business sits on is just steps from the infamous Skid Row. A number of homeless people frequent the store, and many now wonder if one of them could be the winner. Nora?
Stay tuned. Jamie Yuca, thank you so much. Tonight, the extraordinary efforts being undertaken to bring back the once nearly extinct Mexican gray wolf to America's Southwest. But it's not without controversy, as ranchers fear their livelihoods are being threatened with more of their cattle being killed. In tonight's Eye on America, CBS's Chris Van Cleve looks at the tensions that come with the growing wolf population.
The race to save an endangered species has five newborn Mexican wolf pups on a nearly 2,500-mile journey.
Precious cargo first.
From captivity in New York to New Mexico and the wild. Veterinarian Susan Dix.
Time is trauma, and the very best place for a wolf pup to be is with a mother.
The Mexican wolf, or lobo, was once plentiful in the Southwest until it was hunted nearly to extinction. By the mid-1970s, there were just seven in existence.
They are doing better and improving, but that's a fine line. Disease comes through, something happens, they could be lost.
There are now about 250 back in the wild, but a lack of genetic diversity makes rehoming pups from captivity necessary.
Is this wolf country?
Yes, it is.
At Barbara Mark's family ranch in Blue, Arizona, wolves were a threat back in 1891, and she says they're targeting her calves again now.
The numbers have increased dramatically, so they have become more of an issue and more of a year-round issue.
Wildlife officials estimate about 100 cattle a year are lost to Mexican wolves. Marks opposed releasing them into the nearby national forest, but also knows her new neighbors are here to stay.
So this is a baby Mexican wolf. He's about 10 days old and very soon is going to meet his new mom in the wild.
But to get there required hiking through miles of difficult and prickly terrain to reach the wolf den. The wild pups are pulled out, given a health screening, and introduced to their new siblings.
We've got them all mixed together, all the puppies smelling the same, and we put microchips in both and put them back in the den. When we walk away from it, the mom will come back.
It would seem like to me that if you just sort of increased the size of a litter that the wolf would notice.
You know, we don't think they can count, but they will care for pups, whether or not they're theirs.
An endangered symbol of the Old West seeking a new life. For Eye on America, Chris Van Cleve, Reserve, New Mexico.
Could tornado damage at a major Pfizer plant make America's drug shortage worse? That story's next.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Pfizer is assessing the damage from a tornado that ripped through its pharmaceutical plant in Rocky Mount, North Carolina on Wednesday. The EF3 tornado with 150-mile-an-hour winds tore open and collapsed the roof, scattering debris. There were no serious injuries, but there is concern that it could make America's drug shortage worse. The plant, which employs more than 2,000 workers, produces drugs that are injected through an IV, including anesthesia and other medications for surgery. A deadly explosion rocks a major international city. That's next. Officials in South Africa are investigating a tremendous deadly explosion that rattled the city of Johannesburg Wednesday night. You can see that it tossed heavy vehicles into the air and blasted a hole in the road, sending people running. One man was killed and nearly 50 people were injured. Officials suspect it was a gas explosion. Our interview with America's most experienced astronaut next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Today marks the 54th anniversary of the first moon landing, a moment that Peggy Whitson says inspired her to follow in their historic footsteps. Now, she's America's most experienced astronaut. In our new episode of Person to Person, we sat down with Whitson to discuss her record-breaking career and what inspired her dream of working among the stars.
I was 9 years old when the first astronauts walked on the moon. And at the time, I thought, cool job. I want to do this, too. But I was a farm kid in Iowa, and I never really told anybody about it because it seemed so unreal to me. Mm-hmm. Coincidentally, when I graduated high school was the first year NASA picked the female astronauts. I'm like, maybe this is possible for me to become an astronaut. And I try and tell young people it's so important to take advantage of the opportunities you're given along your path, because getting there isn't always a straight line.
She was rejected 4 times from NASA. Look at her now. You can see more of our person-to-person interview tonight, streaming on the CBS News app at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Well, that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official T-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news, and you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of 2 women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.